This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A member of the committee that organizes Hong Kong's annual candlelight vigil for the victims of the Tiananmen Square crackdown was arrested early Friday on the 32nd anniversary. The arrest and a ban on the vigil for a second year comes as Beijing attempts to crush pro-democracy activism in Hong Kong, which has been the last place on Chinese soil where the June 4th, 1989 event was publicly commemorated. Thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to patrol the city's streets Friday to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. The annual June 4th vigil in Hong Kong's Victoria Park, the world's largest, is widely seen as a symbol of the former British colony's democratic aspirations and desire to preserve its different way of life from mainland China. Authorities have warned that anyone taking part in unauthorized assemblies risk time in prison. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. The deal between a new eight-party coalition is not done yet and still has to go before the Israeli parliament. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. Tokyo is donating more than 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccines to Taiwan. Japan's foreign minister announced on Friday as Taipei struggles to secure more vaccines, accusing China of interference. The move is likely to stir controversy with Beijing, which views democratic and self-ruled Taiwan as its own territory and works to keep the island diplomatically isolated. The vaccine does come at a time Taiwan is battling a sudden surge of cases after having one of the world's best pandemic responses. Taiwan is receiving doses through COVAX program and is included in plans outlined by Washington this week to distribute 80 million doses globally. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the U.S. will donate its initial allotment of 25 million doses of the surplus vaccines overseas through the COVAX program. The vaccines will help with shortages in South and Central America, Asia, and in Africa. The United States expects to have a sixth round of indirect talks on reviving compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and probably more. A U.S. State Department spokesman said Thursday hurdles remained after the fifth round of talks that concluded on Wednesday, even as he did not rule out the possibility of an agreement in the next round. Former President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018, arguing it gave Iran excessive sanctions relief for inadequate nuclear curbs. President Joe Biden wants to restore the pact nuclear limits and, if possible, extend them. President Biden signed an executive order Thursday expanding a Trump-era list of Chinese companies blacklisted for their alleged ties to the country's military. The executive order listed 59 companies involved in surveillance technology, which the White House has said is used to facilitate repression of serious human rights abuses, which undermine the security or democratic values of the United States and its allies. Thursday's announcement is the latest round of sanctions against China the Biden administration has announced since January. In March, the U.S., along with the European Union and Britain, imposed sanctions on several Chinese officials for human rights abuses against the Uyghur minority. For news, please join us at voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.